I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. State laws in the Mountain West vary dramatically when it comes to building oil and gas wells near existing homes. In Colorado, it's a minimum of 500 feet from existing homes. But as Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, new research shows that might not be enough to protect people's health.
Scientists took air samples from multiple sites in northern Colorado at various distances from oil and gas wells. They looked at what chemicals the samples contained. Then they estimated what inhaling those chemicals might do to a person's health over an hour or over a few decades. Lisa McKenzie is an environmental epidemiologist at the Colorado School of Public Health. She led the study.
These exposures are at levels that could impact health and pose lifetime excess cancer risks above what the Environmental Protection Agency considers acceptable.
Such exposure would add just a sliver of a percentage to someone's chance of getting cancer over their lifetime. But she says it's still in addition to their health risks. So
if you happen to be that addition, that's important.
The study came out in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The U.S. Forest Service says the 2018 fire season is shaping up to be a drier than average year for the Pike and San Isabel National Forests and Cimarron and Comanche National Grasslands. City of Colorado Springs wants to encourage residents to know the risk for local hazards, including wildfire and flash flooding. A town hall meeting with that in mind is set for this Wednesday, April 11th at Hobart Elementary School, starting at 6:30 p.m. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.